Good morning. It's March 18th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is What Comes Out. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. Mark 7:15. Have you ever thought highly of someone and then in an unguarded moment, you see them say or do something that sort of shocks you, maybe even permanently alters your opinion of that person's character? All of us sin. Anyone who believes in God, Christian, Muslim, Jew, all agree that we sin. And we all recognize in different ways that God can be forgiving. But sometimes we have a lot more trouble with that forgiveness part. When we suspect that the person in question's righteous exterior actually has nothing to do with their immoral interior. In other words, there's a difference between what we perceive as a Christian whom we see sinning and someone claiming to be of faith whose actions indicate that they really have little or perhaps no faith at all. While the two things might at times be hard to distinguish, some things so clearly smack of hypocrisy that it is very hard to overlook. I recently overheard someone I know and respect laughing about how they had cheated the IRS, and done so on many occasions, as a routine. Another time I was told that a highly respected, very conservative cleric was seen on more than one occasion stepping furtively out of a quick stop, having once again slipped a pornographic magazine into his robes. A Christian man I had known for 20 years, who had been married for all of that time and more, reported to me once somewhat sheepishly that he had had over 220 sexual partners. I asked him how that was even possible. He responded with a shrug, "I travel for work." How many times have we heard of megachurch pastors who were caught in adulterous relationships with church members or were found to frequent prostitutes? Why were the congregations so shocked? We all sin, right? Over and over, Scripture condemns hypocrisy. A great portion of Jesus' teaching is devoted to illustrating that the entire Old Testament is the story of God's chosen people mistaking the keeping of the letter of the Mosaic Law for righteousness in God's eyes. The Pharisees and scribes taught that to be ceremonially unclean required correction through various rituals before they could come in contact with others, eat meals, take part in worship, or even in many daily activities. Many of these rules were actually traditions of the elders and not per se written in Mosaic law, which came from God. When Jesus' disciples were seen eating without first washing their hands, rendering them ceremonially unclean, the Pharisees were aghast. They asked Jesus how it was possible that he permitted this. He called them hypocrites to their faces and said Isaiah was right when about them he wrote, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, for their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go the commands of God and are holding to your own human traditions." Mark 7:6. Christ goes on to teach the crowd that nothing outside a person that goes into them can defile them, but only what comes out of a person. This is an absolutely stunning statement for the first century Jew to hear, whose every move all day long is guided by ritual, like what he is allowed to eat, and even how to eat it. He tells them that it is, quote, from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside, and they are what defiles a person, close quote. Mark 7:19. See Fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. In other words, even when a person scrupulously observes ritual laws publicly, it is what he thinks and the orientation of his heart that makes him unclean. We know that God sees into the heart. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the mind and test the heart. Jeremiah 17:9. Once again, it is our heart that matters to God. Christ was talking about more than food when he says that things on the outside cannot make you unclean. The books you read, the movies you watch, the company you keep, Are all things on the outside? Can they influence you? Can you be tempted to sin because of them? Absolutely. But those things outside of you don't make you defiled in God's eyes. But for those people who have no faith, though they pretend to, well, the evil thoughts that come out of their heart, as well as those things they do because of them, are not hidden from God. A saint who sins is different in God's eyes than one who pretends to believe, but is faithless in his heart. Father God, thank you that you hear our heartfelt confession of sin, desire for repentance, and acknowledge when we accept the gift of your grace in Jesus. We are reborn, and we ask the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, such that the desires of our hearts and the meditations of our mouths will ceaselessly match. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.